Thank you, Madam Chair. My delegation would like to associate itself with the statement made by the distinguished representative of Azerbaijan on behalf of the non-aligned movement. The contribution of the BWC to international peace and security is indisputable. This convention lacks an institutional mechanism for its implementation, and this is the weakness point. The BWC states parties face a big challenge on how to establish a comprehensive and legally binding mechanism for strengthening the convention. The convention needs such a mechanism, a comprehensive and reliable one. It's disappointing that due to the opposition of a single state party, the endeavors of the state parties to the BWC to strengthen the implementation of the convention through the adoption of a legally binding additional protocol to the convention could not achieve the desired result. A strengthening of the convention through a comprehensive and non-discriminatory legally binding protocol should not be captive to the policy of one state party. We believe that the only effective way to strengthen the convention is a legally binding instrument. Negotiations should be resumed on such a legally binding protocol. Piecemeal solutions, incremental approach, and fragmented proposals are not going to strengthen the convention. They are divisive. The BWC states parties agreed to having an intersessional program as an interim measure to bypass the stalemate created as a result of the blocking of the negotiation process of the protocol. The intersessional process was not supposed to replace the protocol. The intersessional process provides a provisional forum for the discussions and consultations among the state's parties in order to enhance the common understanding on its better implementation. The aim of the ISP shall be strengthening the convention in its entirety. It shall not lead to the selective implementation of the convention. According to Article 12 of the Convention, the Conference of States Parties, known as Review Conference, is the only forum of States Parties of the Convention with the decision-making power. Decision-making is the prerogative of the Review Conference and should not be delegated to the ISP. The most effective and pragmatic option to strengthen the Convention, in our belief, is through resuming the negotiation of a legally binding protocol to the convention. And Madam Chair, I would like to add in conclusion two more points while I have the floor. One is that we share the concern that was expressed by the distinguished representative of China regarding the biological activities and laboratories of one state party to the convention all over the world, particularly in the Central Asia and Caucasus region. And we hope that that certain state party would provide transparency and would show transparency with regard to the activities in those laboratories. With regard to the working paper number 6, I would like to thank Panama for introducing that working paper. And this working paper came late, and we are going to consider the proposal and content of contained in that proposals. However, I would like to flag that there are differences of views on how to address the proposals that is contained in the working paper number 6. I thank you, Madam Chair.